Mary and welcome to Heartbeat. Last week I spoke about Pentecost and how the Holy Spirit gives us power in our lives, how it helps to direct us and guide us in truth, and how it also makes us holy. And this week I want to continue that conversation. I gave you a few bits of the basics of that. I want to talk about, so when the Holy Spirit enters our life, what are some of the things that we experience? And then talk a little bit about how we can have the Holy Spirit, how we can get more of the Holy Spirit in us. When the Holy Spirit enters our life, the amazing gift that God has given us is that we can know God by experience. And what do I mean by that? Before Jesus, back in the Old Testament, when Jesus wasn't here yet, when he hadn't arrived on the earth, the Holy Spirit really only came to just a few people, that God anointed just a few people with the Holy Spirit. But most people didn't experience the Holy Spirit in their everyday lives. But when Jesus died, rose from the dead, and when the Holy Spirit came on the day of Pentecost, we had the gift of finally being able to have a relationship with God directly. Before that, they would sacrifice animals, and that would be their sacrifice to God with their relationship. But now Jesus Christ has been the ultimate sacrifice. He has done that for us. And with the gift of the Holy Spirit, we can go directly to God. We don't need to go through the high priest as what they used to do with the animal sacrifice. We can now have an experience of God in our lives every day. And that's the first thing that happens when the Holy Spirit enters our lives, that we can have a relationship with God that is direct, that is personal, that is intimate. Now, because of that, when the Holy Spirit comes into our life, that's when we can know God as our Father who loves us and cares for us. And we can know that on a personal level. We experience God's love in a new way, very present in our lives. We can experience God speaking in our heart, teaching us and guiding us. That's the gift of the Holy Spirit, that we can hear the promptings of the Holy Spirit. You might hear people say they're sensitive to the Spirit. They're ready, they're waiting, they're attuned, they're listening, waiting for the Holy Spirit to guide them in their lives. That's the gift that we have when the Holy Spirit comes into our lives. And because of the Holy Spirit, we can come to know Jesus more. You know, one of the traits, or many of the traits of the Holy Spirit, we find in the book of Galatians. It's in chapter 5, verse 22, and it says this: "The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control." And when we have the Holy Spirit living in our lives, these are the traits that flow out of us. We are people of love, of joy, of peace, of patience, of kindness. So we can ask ourselves, do I have these traits in my life? If I do, then I might have the Holy Spirit in me. But if I don't, well, maybe the Holy Spirit's not as alive in me as I would like. You know, when we were baptized, we actually received the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And at our confirmation then strengthens these gifts. And these are the gifts that we are given. And we need to activate these gifts. We all have them, but so often they lie dormant in us when we don't step into those gifts that God has given us. And when we really activate them, then we become the people that God wants us to be in our lives. And these gifts really are practical, helpful ones. You might remember them: wisdom, understanding, right judgment, courage, knowledge, piety, and fear of the Lord, wonder and awe. Now, they're things that I need in my life. I need understanding. I need right judgment. We need to activate these gifts in our lives. And then on top of that, the Holy Spirit wants to give us even more gifts, these spiritual gifts, which we find in the book of Corinthians. In 1 Corinthians 12, verse 4, it says, "Now there are a variety of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are a variety of services, but the same Lord. And there are varieties of activities, but is the same God who activates all of them in everyone. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. To one is given through the Spirit the utterance of wisdom, to another the utterance of knowledge according to the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healing by the one Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another the discernment of spirits, to another various kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. And it's the Holy Spirit that gives us these spiritual gifts. You know, there's just so much that the Holy Spirit wants to give us, but we don't activate them in our lives. We don't step into them. So how do we do that? How do we step into these gifts that the Holy Spirit has for us? And the first thing we need to do is we need to be open to the Holy Spirit. We need to say, Lord, please send your Holy Spirit. That's the next point, to ask him. That we would be open to the work of the Holy Spirit in us. Now, in the book of Luke, chapter 11, verse 13, it says, if you then who are evil know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? Now, God wants to give us his Holy Spirit. If we've been baptized, he has actually already given us those gifts. And we can ask him to make them alive in us. And what we do this by praying daily. Coming to God every day and saying, God, would you guide me today? Holy Spirit, would you come? Would you show me the right way to act? Would you show me the right things to say? We can listen to our conscience. You know, the Holy Spirit speaks into our hearts, into the interior being of us. And so when we listen to our conscience, the Holy Spirit, that's the one prompting us. Being in constant conversation with God over the day, that's where I hear the Holy Spirit. When I'm talking back and forth, that's when I'm open to the Holy Spirit living in my life and acting in my life. And then I think another way of having the Holy Spirit in our lives and really discerning whether it's the Holy Spirit speaking to us is when we share that with someone else. Another Christian in our lives, we can talk about some of these things and really discern whether we believe it's the Holy Spirit. You know, the Holy Spirit in me, it's that transformative part of me that renews me, that helps me to become more like Christ. You know, I've just written a few questions here that I think might prompt us to think more about how the Holy Spirit wants to act in our life. Can't lose that weight? Invoke the Holy Spirit. Can't pay off those bills? Invoke the Holy Spirit. Can't get along with your spouse? Invoke the Holy Spirit. Can't get a good job? Invoke the Holy Spirit. Need healing of your mind, your body, your soul, your tongue, your emotions? Invoke the Holy Spirit. It's because when we invite the Holy Spirit to take over every area of our life, that's when we are given the strength, the power in our journey of life to do what we can't do by ourselves. That's when God can come and be active in our lives as we ask the Holy Spirit to come and be present to empower us and to guide us. So I pray that this Easter season that you are asking the Holy Spirit to come and to be alive in your life. The Holy Spirit's actually already there. Maybe we just need to be a bit more in tune, a bit more awake to his voice, to be listening. So why don't we pray right now and ask that we would be in tune to the voice of the Holy Spirit. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Lord, I thank you for sending us the gift of your Holy Spirit, for not leaving us alone. Thank you that we can come to you directly because of this gift. I pray right now that wherever we are, that we would be open, we would be listening, and we would hear your voice guiding us by the Holy Spirit. And for those of us, Lord, who maybe have not experienced your Holy Spirit before, I pray right now that you would come upon each and every one of us, just like the day of Pentecost, and you would have your Holy Spirit live in us and empower us to be the people that you've caused us to be. And I ask this in your mighty name. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.